Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. is planning to significantly increase Ukraine's air defense capabilities as the country's leader meets with President Biden at the White House for a second time. That meeting wrapped up earlier today. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kyiv.
Russia launches missiles and drones at Ukraine nearly every day. And the Ukrainian military usually shoots down the Russian rockets using air defense missiles. Explosions like the latest ones in Kyiv are often heard after air raid alarms. The new aid package includes additional air defenses as well as weapons like HIMARS and artillery ammunition. The White House says this aid will help Ukraine defend itself this winter when Russia is once again expected to hit Ukraine's energy grid. President Biden declined to immediately provide Ukraine with Army tactical missile systems, which Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was hoping to secure. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Media mogul Rupert Murdoch is stepping down from the helm of both Fox's parent company and his own News Corp media holdings, handing over the reins to his son, Lachlan. The elder Murdoch, who is 92, becomes chairman emeritus of both companies. NPR's David Folkenflik reports at least near-term, most observers expect Lachlan Murdoch to follow his father's playbook.
I don't think he's going to do massive changes. I think his aspirations have been built around this day, getting full control. But I think, you know, Murdoch is still atop the family trust. And I think the real question is what happens a year or two down the line. Will he still be able to control it? Will his family members have the trust for him to lead as his father had done in such a vital way for so many decades?
Rupert Murdoch built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia roughly 70 years ago. He gained a major foothold in American politics through Fox News, as well as his purchase of the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. Family's fortunes estimated at $19 billion. The United Auto Workers Union could expand its strike against the big three U.S. automakers tomorrow unless there's progress in talks before then. As NPR's Danielle Kaye reports, many of the union's demands are linked to concessions workers made during the Great Recession.
So far, some 13,000 workers at three auto plants have walked off the job. The UAW is warning more of its nearly 150,000 members at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis could soon join the strike. It's part of a so-called stand-up strike strategy to keep the company on their toes. The UAW's demands include big pay raises and the end of a two-tier wage system, in part to make up for concessions workers made during the 2008 financial crisis. Gil Ramsey is a Ford employee on strike in Wayne, Michigan.
And everything that we gave up when the company was down on the ropes, we haven't even got that back yet.
The companies say they've already put generous offers on the table. Danielle Kaye, NPR News.
The Dow was down 370 points. This is NPR. It's now official. August was the hottest month ever recorded on Earth. NPR's Rebecca Hersher says records also fell last month in multiple states across the U.S.
This August was the warmest August on record globally, going back to 1850, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It was more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than average. The same is true for the summer as a whole, from June through August worldwide. There is now a 95% chance that this year will end up being either the hottest or the second hottest year on record, federal forecasters say. In the U.S., multiple states broke records for heat. It was the hottest August and year so far ever recorded in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. Climate change is causing global temperatures to march higher and higher, driving more deadly heat waves, hurricanes, rainstorms, and wildfires. Global greenhouse gas emissions must fall rapidly to avoid even more catastrophic warming in the coming decades. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Sales of previously owned homes fell for a third straight month in August as still high home prices coupled with rising mortgage interest rates continue to keep many buyers on the fence. National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, says sales of existing homes dropped 0.7% in August from the previous month. Sales fell more than 15% compared to the same month a year ago. Median home prices were up to $407,100. Crude oil futures prices moved lower in somewhat choppy trading today. Oil ended the session down 3 cents a barrel to settle at $89.63 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in New York.